From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. In a conference call with reporters last week, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue defended the cuts in President Trump's fiscal 2018 budget. Perdue says Trump promised to realign government spending, and that's what he's doing. Perdue says he doesn't believe it's moral to continue to kick a $20 trillion debt down to our grandchildren without any relief. The budget includes significant cuts to USDA programs and would eliminate more than 5,200 positions in the agency, a 5.5% reduction. Crop insurance providers are united in opposing the steep cuts proposed in that budget to crop insurance and expect Congress to push back. Six groups, including the American Association of Crop Insurers and the National Crop Insurance Services, say destructive cuts to crop insurance have been proposed by past administrations and soundly rejected by congressional leaders who know how important it is to keep a strong farm safety net. The American Farm Bureau is making Congress aware of its tax reform priorities. Tax policy specialist Pat Wolf says AFBF submitted testimony to the House Ways and Means Committee last week asking for a comprehensive approach to taxation. Wolf says it needs to include all kinds of businesses, not just C-corps, but partnerships, sole proprietorships, and some other kind of pass-through businesses. She tells Brownfield the Farm Bureau is also seeking reform that would reduce the amount of taxes on farmers and ranchers. And that's your Agribusiness Update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.